And welcome back into In Focus, News Radio KMAN. If you're listening right there, you heard the spot. And now we get to talk to the man behind the event, and that is Mr. C. Clyde Jones joining us here on the telephone. Good morning, Mr. Jones.
Well, good morning to you, Brandon. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you on. Wish we could have you in studio. Of course, I know that's not possible right now with everything going on, and hope you're staying safe.
Well, you know, I'm actually finishing out my 14 days of quarantine effective this coming Monday. I had a exposure to a person who came down with the virus, but I honestly do not believe that we were close enough for me to have been seriously exposed, but I've been under quarantine, and that quarantine will be lifted on Monday. And by the way, I did have a call from a friend saying, "Hey, we heard you tested positive." Hey, no truth to that.
Well, thank goodness for that. We're glad to hear. Well, and glad you're doing all right. Let's get right to it here. You've got your annual C. Clyde 5K and Midge's Mile coming up here on September 26th, and there's been some change-ups to this.
Well, they really have. COVID-19 has taken a huge toll on so many different things in so many different ways. We came pretty close to not being able to hold the run at all in terms of a live event. We had trouble finding a place to hold it because of limitations on numbers of people. But we finally worked it out with the city, and the event will be held at 9 a.m. on the 26th, City Park, and we'll have the live event there. And I want everybody to know, Brandon, that we're putting into place every safety protocol that we can think of to make sure that those who come to participate will be safe. We're requiring masks, and we'll be keeping people at proper social distances. The numbers of runners will not all start at the same time. They'll be started out, with distances between them, let me put it that way. And so we're just really putting all the safety measures into place that anybody could possibly think of.
All right, and this is the 9th annual event, and obviously it's gotten quite the history here over the last 9 years. So let's talk a little bit about how everything got started.
Well, thank you for that question. the event started in 2012. And I will never forget the luncheon that I had with Dean Ali Alexida, who was in his first year as Dean of the College of Business at K-State. I'd been wanting to meet the dean ever since he arrived the previous August, and couldn't get anybody to take me over to meet him. So here I get a call from Melody Horton, his executive assistant, saying, "The dean would like to take you to lunch." And wow, I'm ready for that. Well, we had a little small talk for a little while at lunch, and then he pulled a piece of paper out of his pocket and said, "This might interest you." And it was a 4-page proposal to establish a run called the C. Clyde Run. At that time, there was no talk about Midge's Mile, but the C. Clyde Run with the proceeds of the run to benefit Shepherd's Crossing. Well, at that moment in time, I'd been struggling very hard as the development officer for Shepherd's Crossing, getting all the funds in place that we needed to operate. In fact, at that very moment in time, we were pretty close to losing one of our major grants, and I was concerned and worried about how we're going to replace that. So here's manna from heaven when the dean presents me this proposal, and it needed my approval. I said, "You got to be kidding." That approval is up front. And that was 2012. The first event is held in the fall of 2012. And at that time, we held it on campus. We actually had the runners start at Calvin Hall and run north along 17th Street and all the way up to, to Vet College and around. And we actually had a 5K route. at that time. And we did have a mile. I was still walking at that time, so I walked a mile with the group the first year. Now I have fun auctioning off the rights to push my wheelchair for the and so far I've not made any money from that. But that started then in 2012, and we've raised approximately $160,000 through those first 8 years to benefit Shepherd's Crossing. And I don't know, Brandon, how many of your listeners will know what Shepherd's Crossing is and what it does, but let's take a second to clarify that, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Well, Shepherd's Crossing was formed in 2001. It's an ecumenical nonprofit. It started out representing 13 churches, and now we have about 40. And we exist solely for the purpose of giving financial assistance to people with financial emergencies. We provide rent, utilities, and prescription medication assistance to individuals in financial emergencies. We do not have a means test. In other words, someone making $50,000 a year, if they got into a tight bind, we still help them. However, the vast majority of our clients are low income. At one point, we checked that we had about 40% of our clientele that would qualify under poverty guidelines. And so we are helping low-income people. So many of our clients are disabled individuals. Another group that really reaches my heart are the single mothers with one or two small children. And those mothers are trying so hard to keep things together with jobs. And boy, COVID-19 has hit so hard, Brandon, in that respect. We've just seen so many people lose their jobs, and it's just heartbreaking to see what's happened to many of these young families. And we've seen the need for services at Shepherd's Crossing just mushroom during COVID-19. And so getting support for the 9th annual run becomes even more important at this time.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think we've seen firsthand this year just how important it is for organizations like Shepherd's Crossing to exist in our community. And, you know, I think it's great that you've expanded this to have the virtual option. How will that work, and how can people sign up for that option specifically?
Well, I can't give you the run sign-up URL over the radio right now, but it's very easy to look up on the internet. It's runsignup.com, runsignup.com. And those who are skilled navigators will be able to move their way around and find the C. Clyde Run and go ahead and then sign up for that. And as you're signing up, it asks you a lot of questions, and right after it asks you your shirt size, it gives you the option then of doing in-person or virtual. Now, the virtual option is absolutely wonderful because it means that an individual can run or walk at any time, at any place of their choosing. In fact, I have two people signed up from Germany right now. That's really exciting to have the run reach that far. It's the first time we've ever had that happen. And of course, it couldn't have happened without the virtual option. I have eight in Lakeland, Florida signed up. So it's really exciting to see the scope expand so greatly with the virtual option.
That's awesome. And just for our listeners here, I have just shared the link to that sign up page on our K-Man Facebook page. So real simple, just go to our K-Man Facebook page, click the link, and you can sign up right there. Is there anything else we should know here for this year's event, September 26th?
Well, let me clarify something I went over very rapidly. The run will be held at City Park, and the starting point is on 11th Street, and I can't tell you the east-west street that will serve as a break point. But the event will be to run around City Park. It's a one-mile circuit from point A around back to point A on City Park. It's actually 1 mile. And the walkers, of course, will do that. But the runners, when they get to one of the east-west streets, let's just make it up, let's say when they get to Osage, they will then run east for 3 blocks, and then one more block south and come back on the next east-west street, back to 11th. And since it's a 5K, they will run the 2.5K twice. And a major change this year, Brandon, is that we're not going to be having competition for medals. Everybody's going to get a medal, no matter what they do. We're giving everyone a medal, and we decided because of the circumstances that it wouldn't be possible to have team competition and individual competition, but Manhattan Running Company is timing the run, so individuals who wish to have their time recorded for professional reasons will be able to have them timing and they'll have bibs and chips in their shoe, and Manhattan Running Company will keep the record. So every individual who's really interested in having their time recorded, they'll have that privilege. It will happen.
Okay, very good. Well, it's September 26th. It's coming up in just a few weeks, and we encourage people to register. It's a great event that raises money for Shepherd's Crossing, the 9th Annual Sea Clyde 5K and Midges Mile. Clyde, we sure appreciate you joining us here, and we'll hope to see you real soon in person.
Well, it'll be my pleasure to join you in person sometime. We hope that happens before too long.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, and stay safe, all right?
I will try to do that. Thank you, Brandon.
You bet. All right, stay tuned. We'll have more In Focus after this. News Radio KMAN.